Tom Alston, please.
This is
he. Tom, this is Brent Kelly. I wrote you a couple weeks ago asking if I could interview you.
Uh-huh.
Is this a good time?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. First, let me say I appreciate this very much. I know it's taking time away from your evening. I'll ask you, I don't know, a dozen questions or so, and if you just please answer as long or short as you want to, and if you don't want to answer, just don't. You went to North Carolina A&T, played ball, I guess, there.
Yeah. Where are you calling from?
Lexington, Kentucky.
What organization is it?
Well, it's for a magazine called Sports Collector's Digest.
Oh, awesome.
And the interview will appear in, usually about 6 months after I send them in, so sometime over the winter. And I guess I probably ought to warn you, one of the side effects of these things is the guy gets a big increase in the number of autograph requests for a period of a couple of weeks. I guess I need to warn people ahead of that ahead of time. Is that a problem?
Huh?
Is that a problem? Do you mind?
Right. Let's see.
That the guys I interview get a big increase in the number of autograph requests they receive.
Uh-huh.
So there'll be a period of 2 or 3 weeks in which you'll get quite a bit of fan mail.
Uh-huh.
So I hope that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So everything all right? We can go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay. Who signed you for the Cardinals out of college?
I don't know one. I played Central Baseball in Canada.
Uh-huh. Was there any consideration of playing in the Negro Leagues?
Well, I got a couple of contracts from the getting out of town, but I refused my play on the A&T until I graduated. I was in out of town Negro League.
They were, I guess, the last gasp at that time. It was... Was there any real money mentioned?
I forget now. But no, I wasn't the last. That was about as long as that. About 48 or 49.
Oh, okay. When you were just a little kid then, really, a high schooler.
No, I've been in the middle of there.
Oh, had you really? Well, you were only 20 years old when you graduated college.
20 years old.
Weren't you?
No, I'm older than that. I tell you what, I was doing so well, I always could bet well, I went in a little slump. Bet over 483 years. And then when I went, I played in Canada with the Jacksonville Eagles with the Central team.
Uh-huh.
You know, I got a chance to go out to KSC in Porterville, California.
Right.
And I got there at the Vegas side and I bet over 400. And I was even making bets at home on RBIs, bet on 400, and took up an RBIs and home run hit. And I don't know what happened. I went to Las Vegas. It was Jim Green. Las Vegas and Bob. I have been in church all my life, and we had to have a family. We had a family on the Indian Child Campus.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in church in Seattle when I was in the Navy. With a white chaplain on the base on the half Liberty, with the white chaplain in on the weekend. When I had Liberty, a couple of three or three of them would go to two different Negro churches in the city. Yeah. And I went to Las Vegas, first trip in my first time there. And a teammate of mine said, come on, I want to show you the Negro Baptist Gambling House. And I said, so I saw. And then I wondered why. I know I didn't want to see it. But this is where I go, so I don't want to see it. Robinson, the Negro Jim Crow Baptist Hotel. Now, I was raised on a mess in this place.
Mm-hmm.
And, so I went to see the Negro Baptist. I didn't want to go to see the Baptist house because I was ruined. I knew it was a Negro, but I knew it was Jim Crow. I knew it was Crummy. And, I've always seen the commonly Negro Baptist Hotel. I just came from the All-Star game at the University of America. And the American beat the Latin. I hit a home run and a singer.
Uh-huh.
And I hit the home run off a 15-year-old Mexican boy. He was playing with all Mexican team in Tijuana, Mexico.
Uh-huh.
I didn't want to bet against the old fella because I thought he should have been in school.
Yeah.
The 16-year-old.
Sure.
Yeah. The only time I bet against him was an all-star game. That was too much. And so I bet against him. Oh, I ain't thinking more about it. And after the all-star game came two of us, one a Panamanian and myself. Now, I had a black man do the first man, black man in the baseball game. I never read about where he got credit for it in sporting news. Chet Brewer, all the time.
Chet Brewer, sure, yeah.
So I went to the Baptist gambling house, and I walked around. I went running down the mail, but oh, didn't you know, man? A dingy, something like a pool table, I guess. I guess it was an old dice and a big car. There wasn't nobody in there, nobody occupied it, huh? So I just walked to it, and that's all I wanted to see. I didn't get much attention. But if they were white, I don't believe in gambling, but I just, we just saw what it was, everything, you know.
Uh-huh.
All of that, the slot machines, everything else, it walked on by. And, yeah, I've been eating nicest food in the restaurant. The rest was white ball players. But we just had a Negro hotel, and not that I thought I was better than what the Negro was, but I couldn't conceive of Las Vegas being Jim Crow.
Mm-hmm.
And Baptist. Negro Baptist Hotel and Negro Baptist Gamma House. So I went to the Negro Baptist Gamma House. I told them, I better go back to the hotel and get to the street. They're all up. It was about 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock in the morning. We arrived from the All-Star game in California. Rode all night after the All-Star game and got there about 7 o'clock in the morning. So I said, I'll go back. After the Baptist camp, I'll be right back to get me to sleep. And I said, I ain't got to sleep and I couldn't sleep. And I tossed and turned, see if I can go to sleep. So I finally got up. I don't know why, I kicked for some edit problems. So I finally got up, downstairs and ate. Went to the ballpark. I went to the ballpark, I was a week. I don't know. But, my message said, yeah, I was too strong or something else. But I just went to church.
Mm-hmm.
So I used up. And I said, I went to church and all. So when I went, I went to the ballpark. My arm was gone, my throwing arm. I was tired and weak, and came out to the park. I couldn't throw the ball to the infield. He was the infield.
Mm-hmm.
A teammate came out of the dugout, a white teammate. The Tom, I thought, just kicking the ball, nothing about it. I caught the ball from the infield. He threw it to me. And so, in the game, and Park was just loading it down, it was packed. And so, I got was inside the park home run.
Wow.
I thought nothing about it. I bet it was 400, even home run RBI. Yeah. Went back to the hotel. As usual, ate my meal after the night game. And then I went on the bed. next morning, I got up and I went down to eat. My friend, I still didn't think about anything. My friend told me, says, he says, talk among those chiefs. Let me see the Brooklyn Dodgers, team doctor. I said, we were in Las Vegas, players the Brooklyn Dodgers farm team. I said, okay. So I went to Dr. Williams. He had a bad problem. He wanted to see about it on the road. He walked up there and he said, he opened the door, green door, and walk in first and walk into the hotel. He goes back to the hotel. So the doctor said, come on in, Tom. I'm going to see you. I said, doctor, I ain't coming to see you. My friend came to see you. He said, oh, but you're the one I want to see. He said, he was a trainer. Trainer doctor. Not a trainer, but a doctor. Now, I ain't come to see you, my friend came to see you. He said, I said to him, I said, you didn't show him, and he parked with loaded away and the biggest car we ever had. You didn't show me, I said, you didn't show us, and I came out to see you, just you. And you have him down. Come with me, Sam, he's gone. I thought it would help us anything. You can examine me before you give a team to me. I went along for him to lift for him to use the doctor. He had my nails and everything. The body took me sexy. And he told me, Tom, I'll see you one day. You're a sick man.
Wow.
You mean just, I just lay in the bed. I went to the bathroom to get my house. You go back to get my house. Something wrong with that. So he told me, you better see a doctor so you go back to Florida. I went back to Florida. So I told my manager, but they never sent me to the doctor. So what the doctor said. So I just kept on playing. My arm was still gone, bad. And I feel pretty good. I've been here since over 3 weeks before. I was in Civil War, San Diego. Day I wanted to quit baseball.
Well, what?
It's at the end of the season. Oh, this is too near the end of the season.
Well, what did they find wrong with you? What did they find wrong with you?
I never went to a doctor.
Oh, I'll be darned. Well, you jumped in from the Class C Southwest International League all the way up to the highest minor league there ever was.
Yeah. So I did go over to my donor. He's a great UCLA. He took me to UCLA. I mean, he used a whirlpool by my arm. I was about all. And I went to Triple A. And the heavy kicking batting practice, I got into a week. I couldn't hit the ball out of the park off. No, right after Luke Easter was out here.
Oh, yeah.
Then took the batting practice 2 days. I couldn't hit the ball out of the ballpark off. It was like, usually was the toilet there.
Uh-huh.
So, I just got back and took it to batting practice. And then on, nobody asked me to take no extra batting practice. Whole time I was baseball. I don't know why they didn't. But I knew it was just the way I felt. So a week and a half, I lost my power. I mean, 2 weeks and I lost my power for hitting a long ball. So I went to the office. At the end of the season, 52 and told, I paid for it. A Jewish gentleman's an owner, Bill Stock. I'll be. He looked like he's from East Coast. And I wanted to quit baseball so I could be like a bat does in 2-4-3. And he told me something like, as you would I think I was, They just jump on me from Tennessee, Chevrolet, and Harbor, about 8 to 2:43. And he said, I saw it. I said, you got to worry about it. Gone. I said, oh, I said, I should be proud of him. Ah, so he said, what you going to do? Run on the rest. Come back and see if they're going to be all right. See what I see. I just didn't want to be an obligation to the bottle service to him, no. I've been used to producing. I've been used to betting number four the whole time I've been playing ball for me, you know.
Sure.
You know what I mean? To Charles Campbell. Campbell is getting to the Union County. And all of a sudden, I just said, not like I thought he was, so I went to the president, went to LA. And the next year, the spring training, I did pretty good. And he decided, I was still weak, my arm was gone, all my arm was cut away. When the season started, nothing tolerable high. So, I finally finished the season. And I was tired and said, I'm 80 ball games. I had a bad average. Oh, I'm sure it was 180 ball game, 290, 1 all about. I never was proud, never did enjoy it. Enjoy the whole season. Never did enjoy the whole season. But yet I couldn't think why I was weak. I used to get Chris Line drives, single, double, triple, and home run. I wasn't doing those things anymore. And somehow, no, I couldn't think back. I reflect back when this thing happened to me in Las Vegas. I thought, stop, you know. You know what? So, at the end of the season, I was so tired, man. I'm an 80 ball game. So I went back to L.A. and Los Angeles. And I said, well, I'm a, you know, I saw sitting around not doing anything. And my friend called me, a teammate of mine, San Diego, told me he'd come down to Mexican Winter League and join him. But he wouldn't have said anything wrong if you didn't tell your CJ team. I mean, they send back to somewhere, Class A. And so, I didn't want to go down. I didn't have permission from my general manager or anything like that. But I decided I'd go on down anyway. I stayed down for a while, and I couldn't bet well at all. I was tired. 180 ball games, I guess it wore me out.
That's a lot of ball games. It sure is.
Yeah. And so I was down, it wore me out so I couldn't bet with. So I just came on back home. I went to LA and about February or March. And so he told me, I got a phone call with LA, and it was my manager, my general manager owner, Bill Starr, and Matt, and the owner left the old door. The old door was an old time he had been out to Cedar Grove Beach. A long time before I got out there, they told me to come to a Hollywood, the general manager told me to come out to Hollywood, and Mr. Bush was out there. He had just wrote the column, a rich man, Bird Rogers Beer. I had never heard of him before. And when I just signed in first back with the Cardinals, and I won. I didn't think too much about that, but I knew, I don't know. When I got there, I was Mr. Bush, this yesterday, the vice president of the whole entourage, and we celebrated the signing and everything. And when I left, I think they paid $100,000 for him, Mr. Bush.
Wow.
Five players. So I went back to my jail, and then went on back to spring training. I was still tired, weak. Miss Franklin, I couldn't do like I wanted to do. I was going to do the routine. Well, they gave me the position. I took the C vehicle job. He was thinking of my first manager. So I took the C vehicle job, and I'll be back July. They sent me to Rochester from AAA and brought up Joe Cunningham.
Yeah, I switched you guys around at midseason.
Just brought Joe, he's hit about 342 or 342 at Rochester. They brought him up. I went to AAA. No, he had pretty sad, but not too much. I didn't think about it anymore. But they, I couldn't make the top. I didn't make the top. I just didn't think, I think Harold Walker was my manager. So, I came back. I did public relations work for Budweiser Beer in the St. Louis Cardinals. I was the Budweiser Beer Negro Market from St. Louis to Wichita, Kansas, all the way to L.A. I was the Negro Market. I did some public relations work for the Cardinals after I did the day work for Budweiser being in the Negro Market. Every time I had to go to do playground after Wednesday, October in the evening, Catholic, playground, Catholic priests and all of them, Methodist and Mexicans and all, and a lot of things I did around L.A. And suddenly, Monday, I walked to Cincinnati, L.A., and the Negro marked my fellow twins in my shoulder. So I didn't think about the CEO, cop, trainer, doctor, team doctor. I just didn't think about it. I'm next year with spring training. And I didn't do well. I never did too well. This year, I came back. With Tennessee McNaugh, I didn't start. Duke Cunningham started using me. I hung around, cut down dates, and sent me to Omaha. Other cops are very farm team.
You didn't?
I came back to college and made it. I think about 3 or 4 years each time. Hung around to cut down dates. And this is back to Chevrolet. I just got tired of playing baseball. I wanted to do some. I just got tired of playing. So I just quit.
When did you retire?
Obviously, 59.
Well, in 1957, and I read this somewhere, I don't know where, you were sick and missed part of the season. What happened there?
I don't know. I was just tired, weak.
Just the same old stuff, just caught up with
you. I've been thinking about, that's how long I've been doing since 1962.
Yeah, 5 years.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, and I couldn't think about when it happened.
Well, going back to St. Louis, your first year there, you were the first Negro to play for the Cardinals. Now, the Browns had two or three Negro ball players, but how were you received by the Cardinals?
I tell you, I went to rookie camp. And he landed in Florida, and bitches were never on down. I did sign Eddie's Grammys to recamp to the Eagles team. $100,000 paid for him, too. And we went down after rookie camp. I was controlled by Harry and Dixon Law for the rookie camp. And I'll be unity. Eddie Stanton was hitting some ground balls. He came over. You remember my first man hitting some ground balls? But he hit all kinds of interesting on time. I hurt my back. It hurt my back. I just thought I was getting stiffer. And lost the power of my swing and beat my hip into a ball and turned on my swing and fought him too, in other words. I hurt my back then. I'm in camp. And I laid around and I went to the camp. My back, like by the time I went to sprained then, my back was all right.
Well, how were the other players towards you?
Me being out of the South, man, of course I was with the Detroit. I graduated from high school and had a good couple of jobs, and I was just around.
Mm-hmm.
So I just got used to it. I wasn't many Negroes on the jobs then. Jobs I owned. You're talking about a lot of Europeans and English and all.
Sure.
So I just got used to doing my own job, and, you know. And I went to the Navy that way. The Great Lakes of the North were all together from Detroit.
Uh-huh.
And about, let's see, three guys with three blacks. Not three Negroes, and one of them just reminded, they both remind me of second base and shortstop, the three of them, a bunch of them, white English and Europeans,
mm-hmm.
going to Great Lakes and all, and trained together, where the Great Lakes just separated us, which took us to all Negroes. I think people were just going to the Navy then.
Yeah. Well, go on back now, when you got out of baseball, what did you go into when you left baseball?
I'm a D&T. When I left baseball?
Yeah. When you retired?
Oh, came back home?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I just got tired and depressed and everything. It took me to a mental institute.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, they've been out 10 years.
Oh, my.
Fine.
There is, the depression a thing of the past now?
Mostly. But I still had to go to mental health. Give a county mental health in Greensboro.
Hey, Wes.
Once a month, every 3 months.
What kind of job are you working at now?
No, I was never able to have a job.
No kidding.
Since I got, came home in I went to the middle school in 59. I was in the spring or something. 18 years, I came back, I went too tired and reached a hold of a job. I've been on Social Security. I was disabled. I was declared disabled in my Social Security. And I came back home and tried to work at night cleanup office. And I got so I couldn't do that. Tired and reaching. I haven't been doing anything since. I came back home in 69.
My goodness. Do you get a baseball pension?
No. I got a little pension baseball, not much.
No, I guess.
No, I'm just pension. No, I'm in baseball. I'm just pension.
Well, that's kind of a rough life, Tom.
Yeah. We gotta get used to the highest sports society for Major League Baseball, and stay in the nicest hotel, at a nice home, and stay in St. Louis. Nice food and everything.
Yeah.
Best of food, yeah. Come back home, go to a gym, go to my institute. And the food was terrible. I couldn't eat the eggs from breakfast. Nothing. Terrible food. I've been used to eating,
Oh, yeah. Ordering in the best restaurants and all of a sudden having to get institutional food. That's it. Wow.
I did on the West Coast.
Well, are you doing okay now?
No, I'm tired. I got so I don't feel like doing it. I feel like reading newspapers.
Gee whiz.
Even sports. I feel like looking sports on TV.
Boy, Tom, that's really a shame. You've got a good education. You had all the talent in the world.
Uh-huh.
What a shame.
Yeah.
Well, do you still get fan mail today?
Sometimes, for a while. I was out of church so long, someone found my, let me see, about three or four years ago before the car knew where I was.
Oh, boy.
Joe got older, got in church.
Yeah?
Yeah, Joe's in New York City, and he's new.
He's a good man.
Yeah.
Well, do you get, when you get an autograph request, do you sign them?
Yeah.
That's good.
Uh-huh.
That's good. Well, would you go? You had a rough time in baseball. Would you go back and do it again? Would you play baseball again if you were a young man?
Not in the condition I had come from, no.
No, that's pretty rough.
Yeah, pretty rough. I didn't change since my used up, you know, things, blackout just by the house, somebody would pitch the ball, all of it, before I was, just fooling around. And things struck out just beside the house as a catcher. I had a someone pitching and a broom handle, and you bet the pitcher strike you out. We were young then.
Sure.
And, well, the pitcher, we were both young, but you throw the ball hard as you could, tell us what you got, and you bet until you strike out. And when you strike out, you pitch to him, and you pitch to him until you strike him out.
That's right, yeah.
And, I thought that was
I think we all played that way. Well, I'm really sorry that you did not have a better time after baseball. I remember I'm 10 or 12 years younger than you, and so I was just a little kid when you came to the Cardinals, but I remember it very well.
Yeah.
And I don't know why somebody becomes a favorite player, but you became one of my favorite players, and I didn't like it when you were sent down to the minors.
Yeah.